months and decades for him to do. But if you can take one step, God will take another. I'm not asking for those to come and join the church right now. I will do that. But I want you, who's been looking for the Lord to do a mighty move, I want you to come to the altar right now. Come for prayer. Come right here. We're asking you to fill up the front. We're asking you to reclaim your destiny in God. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. You're going to have to give up some stuff, because God said, I can't move in until you move some stuff out. Come closer, come closer, come closer. I want you to go through your house, and I want you to pray through every room. I want you to go into your car today. I want you to pray through your car. Pray over your steering wheel. Pray in the back seat. Pray over your wheels. Hear me today. When you go home, pray through every room. Pray over your remote. Pray over your kitchen. You don't know where the demons try. Listen to me. We're going into prayer, but I want to tell you what happened. When the Lord gave me this word, I have gotten sick before. I've not gotten sick in a while, y'all. Listen to me. He gave me this word, 31st going into the 1st. Most time people get sick because their immune system is low or weak. And they've been overworked. I came out of rest, y'all. And I got sick. I knew that was the devil. You got to understand that when you come to this kind of level of commitment, hear me good, that the devil is not pleased. And I'm standing next to a brother that gave us a testimony today. Let's give God some praise. This brother got baptized last Sunday of the year. Thank you, Reverend Dixon. Thank you, Reverend Allen. Thank you. Listen to me. Listen to me. Listen to me. I'm going to paraphrase his testimony. I want everybody standing. He said that a couple of days after he got baptized, an age-old trauma for 10 years, an enemy came and showed up on his job. And the devil wanted him to misreact. See, just because you come to make this level of commitment and you want to grow, you come to, the devil is not pleased. He may attack you as soon as you leave this building. He may attack your mind, your thoughts, your heart. Listen, he may even attack your marriage or your children. I'm here to say, stand the test. Look to your neighbor and say, stand the test. Give me a microphone, please. Give me a microphone. If you need to cry, cry it out. If you need to shout, shout it out right now. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, we've really heard the word today. We've heard teaching and preaching. Dear Heavenly Father, help us to come to the altar in your way, with your mind, with your wisdom, and give thanks to you. Dear God, help us to realize that our neighbor is everyone, and that we're to love our neighbors as ourselves, no matter what the status of life that they hold. Dear Heavenly Father, everybody, we're supposed to love the same, not because they've got money or because they're poor, but because they're made in the image of you. All people, all of us are made in the image of you, dear Heavenly Father, and you love us all with your everlasting love. You gave your only begotten Son for us. Dear God, dear Heavenly Father, we thank you and praise you.
We thank you, Lord,
for this message today.
Hallelujah.
Dear Heavenly Father, and help us, dear Heavenly Father, to apply this message that we heard today to our lives, dear Heavenly Father, to make this world a better place. One by one, dear Heavenly Father, if each of us goes out and just shows love to another person somewhere, dear Heavenly Father, in the way you would have them to do, dear Heavenly Father, and keep Jesus on their minds, then this will spread all over the world, dear Heavenly Father, and we will have a better world, dear Heavenly Father. We will have a holy world, dear Heavenly Father, the kind of world you would have us to have, dear Heavenly Father. Help us to rely and listen to you, God,
to you,
not that newspaper,
to you,
dear Heavenly Father,
to
not
you,
that world news, dear Heavenly Father, because your word is true, your word is everlasting, and your word is present now, it was present then, and it's present in the future. It's present forever, dear God. So we love you, we adore you, dear Heavenly Father, and we desire to be with you, dear Heavenly Father, and to walk with you, dear Heavenly Father. We thank you and praise you. In Jesus' name, we say, amen, amen, amen.
Hug somebody. We're going to open up the doors of the church.
Reverend Allen.
Not receive the benediction. We want to open up the doors of the church.